poking himself in the nose with his elbow pad. I saw you singing it. Here, Sarah offered, leaning down to adjust the chin strap. The music in the rink was so loud that Sarah could feel the bass vibrating through the plastic buckle as she tightened it under his chin. Thanks, Justin yelled. Then, for some reason, he put both his hands on top of the helmet, as if to rest them. The motion threw him off balance, and he stumbled, clamping on to Sarah's leg. Sarah grabbed his shirt again and led them both over to the safety railing lining the rink. After trying on a pair of inline skates herself, Sarah had asked for the old four-wheel kind, not wanting to fall on her ass in front of half the town. Wow, Justin giggled, throwing his arms over the railing for support. He was looking down at her skates. Your feet are so huge. Sarah looked down at her skates, feeling a flush of embarrassment. She had been teased about her large feet since she was 7 years old. After nearly 30 years of hearing it, Sarah still felt the urge to hide under the bed with a bowl of chocolate fudge ice cream. You're wearing boys' skates, Justin screeched, letting go of the rail so that he could point at her black skates. Sarah caught him just before he hit the ground. Sweetie, Sarah whispered politely into his ear. Remember, this is when you're due for your booster shots. Justin managed a smile for his pediatrician. I think my mom wants me, he mumbled, edging along the rail, hand over hand, casting a wary eye over his shoulder to make sure Sarah was not following him. She crossed her arms, leaning against the railing as she watched him go. Sarah loved kids, a characteristic most pediatricians shared, but there was something to be said for not spending her Saturday night surrounded by them. That your date? Tessa asked, coming to a stop beside her. Sarah gave her sister a hard look. Remind me how I got roped into this. Tessa tried to smile. Because you love me? Right, Sarah returned caustically. Across the rink, Sarah picked out Devin Lockwood, Tessa's latest boyfriend, who also worked in the Linton family's plumbing business. Devin was leading his nephew around the kiddie rink while his brother watched. His mother hates me, Tessa mumbled. She gives me nasty looks every time I get near him. Daddy's the same way about us, Sarah reminded her. Devin noticed them staring and waved. He's good with children, Sarah noted, returning his wave. He's good with his hands, Tessa said in a low voice, almost to herself. She turned back to Sarah. Speaking of which, where's Jeffrey? Sarah looked back at the front entrance, wondering that herself. Wondering, too, why she cared whether or not her ex-husband showed up. I don't know, she answered. When did this place get so packed? It's Saturday night and football season hasn't started. What else are people going to do? Tessa asked, but did not let Sarah change the subject. Where's Jeffrey? Maybe he won't come. Tessa smiled in a way that let Sarah know she was holding back a snide comment. Go ahead and say it. I wasn't going to say anything, Tessa said, and Sarah could not tell if she was lying or not. We are just dating. Sarah paused, wondering whom she was trying to convince, Tessa or herself. She added, It's not even serious. I know. We've barely even kissed. Tessa held up her palms in resignation. I know, she repeated, a smirk on her lips. Just a few dates, that's all. You don't have to convince me. Sarah groaned as she leaned back against the railing. She felt stupid, like a teenager instead of a grown woman. She had divorced Jeffrey 2 years ago after catching him with the woman who owned the sign shop in town. Why she had started seeing him again was as much a mystery to Sarah as it was to her family. A ballad came on and the lights dimmed. Sarah watched the mirrored ball drop down from the ceiling, scattering little squares of light all over the rink. I need to go to the bathroom, Sarah told her sister. Will you keep an eye out for Jeff? Tess glanced over Sarah's shoulder. Somebody just went in.